In this week's parasha of Ki Tavo, we have the brachot and the klalot, which were given at Har Eival and Har Grizim. And the psukim tell us that after each of the brachot and klalot was recited, so va'amar kol ha'am amen, everybody responded amen. So what I want to do today is look at some of the halachot associated with the recitation of the word amen after a bracha. And the Gemara in Masechet Brachot Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Onin Amen Chatufa, one mustn't respond a snatched Amen, V'lo Amen Ketufa, nor a trimmed Amen, V'lo Amen Yotoma, nor an orphaned Amen. Now what do these terms mean? So Rashi tells us that Amen Chatufa, a snatched Amen, is where you haven't properly enunciated the Aleph at the beginning of the word. Instead of saying Amen, you say Amen or something like that. You don't properly pronounce the Aleph at the beginning. An Amen Ketufa, a cut or trimmed Amen, is where you don't pronounce the Nun at the end. So you say Amen, but you don't finish it off properly. And an Amen Yotoma, an orphaned Amen, is where you didn't hear the Bracha, but you just heard other people saying Amen and you joined in. However, other Rishonim have different understanding of Amen Chatufa and Amen Ketufa. The Ra'ah and the Me'iri and the Ritva, they say that Amen Chatufa, a snatched Amen, is where you say Amen before the Bracha has been concluded. And this can particularly happen if the last word of the Bracha is being drawn out. Sometimes the Chazan, that's in any Bracha, it might be Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael, that's, and he's drawn out the word Israel a little bit, and people jump in with the Amen beforehand. This can particularly happen on the Amim Noraim, where the Nusach that's used can lend itself very easily to that. You have Hamavari Osei Hashamain. That would be on the Chagim. But that's where the Amen sort of blends into the last word and you get a Shamein. That's something like that. That would be a problem of Amen Chatufa. And Amen Ketufa is where you don't say the whole word. So it doesn't just mean that you missed out the Nun. But again, you very often hear people say, Main, that's without saying Amen. And it needs to be a proper Amen. So in actual fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kufkaf Dalad Sifchet, he paskins like both Shitot, both like Rashi, and also the Ra'ah. And so you have to be careful to enunciate the words properly. And also to make sure that you don't jump in before the end of the Bracha. The Shulchan Aruch also adds in that the Amen should be lengthened a little bit so that you would be able to say Kel Melech Ne'eman, which is what the word Amen stands for. But on the other hand, you shouldn't elongate it too much, because if you elongate it too much, so then it loses the proper form. It's, you're putting extra alephs into the middle or something like that. Amen. It's not saying the word properly. On Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph, there's a further halacha with regard to the recitation of the words Amen, and that is how now Amen lo yagbia kolo yotemin hamavarech. The person saying Amen shouldn't say Amen louder than the person saying the bracha. We learn this out from the pasuk of Gadlu Lashem Iti Unaroma Mashama Yachdav, that it should be Yachdav, that it should be said in the same way that the person saying the bracha. And of course, you know, Amen is it's very important, but we don't want it to overshadow the recitation of the bracha itself. This is paskin in the Shulchan Aruch and some Kuf Kaf Dalad Sif Yud Bet. And sometimes you do hear people shouting out Amen at the top of their voices, sometimes to let people know that they're there. But in actual fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're saying it out very loud, so as to be mezareis everybody else, to get everybody else joining in with saying Amen, so then that is permissible. Ad kan.